All right. Thank
Good
you,
luck, man.
Quinn.
Bye.
Nice. Thanks for having you. Thanks for being part of the show and calling in. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. We got phone lines are clear. Let's do some Mixler questions. We've got stuff that comes in on the Mixler. We like to get these because we know you're listening. So this was actually 4 hours ago. Wilson 27. Would you start a healthy Singletary playing the Dolphins over Damian Williams?
Yes. Yes, I would. Lucas, would you?
Oh, sorry. I would and I am.
Same with me. Will Dirty Jobs eat now that Josh Allen is back? I don't know what that means. Were you on a hunger strike, Mike?
I guess. I was not aware of, but yes. Okay. I will eat now. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's number one fan is Dirty Jobs, and Dirty Jobs has him everywhere that he can get him, and he is very excited about his upcoming schedule, as he's let us know.
Okay.
Yes.
Wilson,
very much.
Wilson also wants to know, would you rather have Ertz or Hooper right now?
Hooper.
I would rather Ertz.
I'm good with either right now.
I like them both.
Like right now. Right now, I'm fine with either. I think I prefer Hooper a little bit more. Right now. Rest of season, that's another question. You should have asked that. Coco Pack 89. Sorry. What's on my mind? Connor on bye. My options are James White or Matt Breida, PPR. I love James White here.
Yeah.
He's been the powerhouse running back for San Francisco. I think you're going to have to run a lot this weekend. So
you're taking Breida?
Yeah, I mean, Tevin Coleman's getting a lot of work, and he's getting the goal line work. So in a PPR, I'm going James White.
Okay. Black Mamba 24, half point. Herndon, Witten, Knox, Jimmy Graham, Hockenson. Choose two rest of season. Choose one for week 7. Currently have Hockenson. So we got to pick one out of all these for week 7. Let's do that first. Week 7, who's going to score the most?
Dirty, start us off here.
Name the last two again.
Hockenson and Jimmy Graham, Knox, Witten, and Herndon. I'm staying away from Herndon the first week back.
I am, but too, Knox.
You like Knox?
Gosh, see, it's Hockenson for me, and then Herndon is the one that I want the most out of those. I think that he has the most potential when he's playing, and yeah, it's Hockenson and Herndon for me
for rest of season. Okay, Mike, who are you going with rest of season? You pick two.
I would say Knox for sure.
Even with Tyler Kroft coming back this week.
That guy sucks.
I feel like Knox is just more of a dominant dude. Did you see that hurdle? I mean, granted, he fumbled it, but dude, he gets
up there.
I love this guy.
I'm talent wise, I'm with you, but the fact of the matter is that Kroft is still going to be there eating targets. Cole Beasley's going to eat into those targets, and Devin Singletary is back, which means they're probably going to run more. They just don't really need to throw to the tight end that much, and there's a lot of competition for those routes and in that part of the field to get the ball.
You already identified me as Josh Allen's biggest fan, and that's for good reason. I'm telling you, I love his tight end because Josh Allen loves his tight end.
Oh,
get Knox. Get him now while you can.
All right.
I'm saying.
All right. Minimal impact. I kind of already tried to answer this question. Maybe you guys will agree with me. I don't know. Minimal impact has Dak and Daniel Jones. Would you drop Jones for Darnold, Cousins, or Brissett? Dak has bye week in bye week number 8, so I need a quarterback for that, but I also need to pair for rest of season. So drop Daniel Jones. Would you do it? And if you did, would you get Darnold, Cousins, or Brissett?
So
I would
not
Dak, and I would get Darnold. I would play Daniel Jones this weekend and play Sam Darnold the rest of the season.
You would drop Dak?
I would drop Dak.
Mike, get the hell out of here. You're on.
Holy
you're
crap,
on.
That's a hot man. Get this man a friggin' Dasani.
You were in timeout for like 3 questions. That is worse than Hoos. What was Hoos's answer last week? Hoos, I love you. You told someone to trade away CMC and try to get some value out of other players for him. And no, we do not trade CMC and we do not drop Dak. Bad. Bad, Mike. Yeah. How dare you? So I need to check and see.
Well,
give me 1 second.
Yeah, while you look up whatever you're looking up, I want Mike to explain why he would drop Dak.
I just don't like his schedule. I don't see him, like, with Ezekiel Elliott ripping it up, and it just doesn't look like they're doing what they could do. Like, their first 3 weeks, great. They did great. But after that, they kind of got figured out, and they haven't been able to move the ball very well since then. They haven't been able to keep in the football game. They've dropped, what, 3 in a row now? So it's time to start getting worried in Dallas, and I don't see an outcome without maybe a change in coaching that's going to change that. I think that team has nowhere to go but down. I think they're going to lose this weekend, furthermore. And if you look at Sam Darnold's schedule and if you look at for the rest of the season, man, it's too good. And they're clicking. They've got the weapons on that team, and their defense is doing good. So sign me up. I know it sounds crazy, but I would rather have Sam Darnold the rest of the season than Dak Prescott.
See, I think I wouldn't drop Dak outright. If you could trade him for something, trade him for something. If you believe in that, if you really believe what Mike just said, and you're going to drop him, at least try to trade him first.
This also should come with a caveat that I stream quarterbacks in almost every single league I'm in, so I don't get attached to quarterbacks. I drop them. I don't think much twice about it.
And here's the thing. Outside of Dak, those other four names are all rotating on the waiver wire every week to pick up. Dak is not going to be there. If you want to get him again, he's not going to be there.
Yeah, this is the first year that's not the case, though. Dak's been a wire quarterback.
Okay. Right. So I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to hold Dak. You ain't going to drop him. And you're going to use Kirk Cousins at home against Washington week 8 for Dak's bye.
Okay.
That's what you're going to do.
And who do you like rest? Who do you like rest of season?
Oh, no, it's week 8. It's week 8, okay.
Yeah. Who do you like rest of the season out of those four, though?
I mean, it's – Dak does have a fairly tough schedule, but Jones doesn't have a super great schedule.
Playing Jones this weekend only.
No, I'm just – nope, it's Dak. It's just Dak for me. It's Dak rest of season of those guys.
That's because you're a Cowboys fan.
I am, but I'm also a realist. Dak has been putting up numbers. He's like the QB6. He's still putting up numbers. He threw for 500 yards against Green Bay 2 weeks ago. I know they lost, but he still threw for 500 yards. And he's put up, what, 37, 31, 26. He did have a terrible game against New Orleans. Then he put up 31 and then 21. Like, what? No. Come on.
Right. All right.
Dak's putting up numbers.
He is. Minimal Impact also wants to know, drop Titans D for 49ers or roster both? I told him he can go on with the 49ers and be pretty comfortable. Yes?
Yeah.
Go on with your bad self.
Agree.
Yep, you know, you're not worried about bye weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Black Mamba 24, Kirk Cousins or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Rest of the season.
Me too. All right. Which defense this week? Colts, Giants, Eagles, Jags, Texans, Ravens, Lions, Jets, Titans. Wow. Okay. So let's just eliminate a few here. Which
it's
defense?
Jags for me.
Jags, me too. I said that, and with the Eagles close second.
Yeah, Eagles for me with the Jags close second.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? You would rather play. Dude, you just hate the Cowboys. Get out of here.
I don't.
You're talking about how Zeke is ripping it up? And then you're going to say that at home he's not going to rip it up. The Philadelphia Eagles are probably going to have negative points this week for their defense. Go get the frickin' Jags. They don't need Jalen Ramsey.
George was already. Oh, Jeffrey 12. Would you start Gallup at flex or wide receiver over Edelman, Lockett, or Lindsey? So let's – I mean, basically what we're saying
– he needs a wide receiver and a flex here out of those guys.
Out of those four, yeah. So Edelman, Lockett, Lindsey, and Gallup, two wide receivers and a flex.
I can't bench Edelman.
Half point.
Especially with
– Yeah, half Gordon, point as
Gordon,
well.
Gordon may be out, so I can't bench Edelman. So it's, and I can't bench Lockett either.
Oh, I can probably bench it this weekend. I
really?
In that group, yeah.
Against Baltimore, they are garbage. Landry put up like a million points against them.
Who, I can't remember the name of the cornerback, but he's back this week. They're getting two of their safeties back this week.
I don't care. Seattle's at home. Baltimore has to travel to them. Russell Wilson is just setting the world on fire right now, and Lockett's his guy. It just, yeah. Unless, I don't know. I don't, maybe New England. That's probably the only place that I would consider benching Lockett.
So you're sticking Edelman, Lockett, and Lindsey?
It's just two of those, right?
Well, it's two. Let's call two wide receivers and a flex, because he's asking about Gallup. Does he put Gallup in one of those wide receiver spots, or does he replace Lindsey in the flex?
In a half-point PPR?
Yeah. I think I'm benching Gallup this week out of those three.
I'm benching Gallup, yeah. I'm benching Gallup. As gross as that is for me. Hey, Mike, I'm a Cowboys fan. Bench Gallup.
I don't know,
see,
man.
It's funny because I'm over here hating on the Cowboys, and I'm playing Gallup over Lockett.
So. You know, the more I think about it, I might play Gallup over Edelman, actually. Because I feel like that's a good – oh, man, that secondary
Monday
is bad.
Monday night.
Yeah, I don't care about what day.
Edelman, they ball out. They ball out in primetime games.
I don't care.
Edelman puts on a show.
I'm looking at that Philadelphia secondary, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Rough.
Do it. Yeah. Do it. Sit Edelman.
That's the only one I'd switch out, though. But it's tough. Like, that's just personal preference.
We all had a different answer for you, so
yeah.
Sorry about that.
It really depends. Like, if you want to play it safe, Edelman, Lockett, Lindsey is safe. You want to take a little risk, you want some upside, I think Gallup over Edelman is where you'd take your risk over upside right there. I mean, your upside over consistency, rather.
For sure.
Let's see. Minimal imp. Okay, wait, I'm sorry. Ghouls be Jag. Would you trade the Patriots D? Who would you trade the Patriots D away from? I have Hill, Godwin, both Tates, and Hollywood, Mixon, Michael Jacobs, Royce Freeman, and Henry, and then his tight end. Well, I'm sorry, Hunter Henry at tight end, Prescott and Lamar at quarterback, sitting at the top right now. I don't see why you would. Why would you trade the number one defense? They're scoring almost double of everyone else. Just roll with it.
Yeah, just hold them, and if you put them on the trading block and you get offers, come to us, and we'll help you with yay or nay. But otherwise, just keep them.
I mean, the only place he's really, like, if he's weak at anything, it's running back with Mixon, Sony Michel, Jacobs, and Royce Freeman. Like, he could use a better RB1, but I don't think a lot of people are going to fall for the defense for running back trade. Not many people are going to do that.
No, I mean, if you could package the Patriots D and, like, Sony Michel together for a good running back.
Yeah.
Or Mixon. But I think you see Mixon bounce back eventually.
I don't know about that. I'm losing faith.
He's just good. He's a good all-around player that can do everything. So.
Yeah, but he can't put the team on his back, unfortunately, I don't think.
Yeah, that Cincinnati offensive line is just blah. Yeah.
And we knew they were going to be blah, but they've been more blah than we expected.
Yeah,
blah,
they
were
the NFL level. Like, I'm like, are you guys really sure that you hired professionals for this job, or we got scabs in Cincinnati? What's going on here?
So maybe if you package up the defense with Sony Michel, you might be able to get yourself, like, I'm trying to think who would be in that range. It'd be like a running back two or three who's kind of like middling, maybe like Kerryon Johnson or something. Yeah, I don't even know if I'd want to do that, though, because you're going to have to be replacing almost 20 points, maybe 30 points per game by trading away those two pieces.
If it were me, I would try to go after like Leonard Fournette or Chris Carson.
I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. Fournette or Carson, and then pick up a defense, you know, if you can stream or
just stream it. Yeah, just stream it.
Grab Carolina. They're pretty good right now and sneaky. Yep. Nobody's paying attention to them. Green Bay's still pretty decent. Okay, minimal impact, I get, blah, 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 blah.
Minimal impact.
Sorry.
You know, saying his name wrong.
Okay, Jasmine Harris, Start Sony Michelle, Chase Edmonds, or Jordan Howard, and Gallup over Chark? Question mark.
So it's a Chase Edmonds start if DJ is out. Who was the other running back besides Sony?
Jordan Howard.
I think I'm Jordan Howard. I'm Jordan Howard, yeah. And I think I am probably Gallup over Chark. But it's they're just right there. They're all right there for me.
You said same, Mike?
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Jeffrey 12 wants to know, Lindsay or Gurley this week?
Lindsay. Gurley might not even play.
Yeah, I think you got to go Lindsay just because you don't want to not play Lindsay and then Gurley be riding the pine again.
If you have Malcolm Brown, would you go Malcolm Brown or Lindsay? I mean, Lindsay. Really?
Yeah.
That's a
the matchup. The matchup is
Atlanta.
It's much better this week.
Lindsay has.
Yeah. If he has Malcolm Brown, I think that I would wait. I would wait and see, and because then he can afford to wait and see on Gurley.
Okay, all right.
Just because the Atlanta's defense is so trash.
Yeah. I manipulated your answer. Milk your mommy.
You did.
If you could pick one quarterback to start this week, who would it be? Maybe top two. If you could pick one quarterback to start this week. All right, so who's your two top quarterbacks overall this week? Let's say for daily, like you're going to go all in on a quarterback for daily. Who are you picking?
Dirty, go ahead and lead this one off. That's a really good question for me.
I really feel like Josh Allen's going to get about 250 yards in the air and a touchdown and two rushing touchdowns and about 90 yards on the ground. So that's who I'm going to start in my daily.
Okay.
I think I might be Deshaun Watson. Either Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson. Those would be my two.
No love for Ryan Fitzpatrick? He's going to be super, super cheap on the daily.
You asked me if I got to pick any quarterback to play this week, if I could just go through anyone's roster and say, nope, I'm taking your quarterback. You're going to go ahead and just give me Russell Wilson, I think.
Yeah.
Either him or Deshaun.
All right. Tannehill, I don't think you go there. Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with both. Yeah, I'm good with Watson. I would almost, like, you could probably get Kyler Murray at a bargain. I don't know if he's going to finish in the top two, but for daily, he might not cost as much as a Watson or a Wilson, and he could still do very, very well.
Yeah, if you're looking at – I think Goff is a fairly – I think Goff is – I believe his money was down on dailies from what I was looking at. So I think Goff could be a really good play this week against Atlanta, a nice bounce back for him.
Yeah, okay, that's what he's saying in the chat, too. He's saying leaning Goff on a comeback. I like that. Jeffrey wants to know, Matt Ryan or Josh Allen? I guess for this week or for rest of season? Let's say for this week first, we like Josh Allen this week, I think, more, right?
I don't know.
The Rams, Atlanta's playing at home. I think this could be a freaking shootout. I think this could be a shootout.
Yeah,
I think that I know that they have Jalen Ramsey coming there this week and all, but like they're hurting. They're hurting. They're in kind of a turnover period. They're having to travel to Atlanta. I think this is going to be a high scoring game in a dome. So give me Matt Ryan, because I'm also on the mindset that I think the Buffalo Bills could absolutely eat. The defense can absolutely eat. And if they have a couple of pick sixes and they just get up, then the Bills just aren't going to have to do anything on offense. So it worries me that it's going to be a lack of production, not because of lack of talent, but just because it's not necessary for him to produce.
All right. Mike, who do you like this week, Ryan or Allen?
I, I like them both, but I really just feel like Josh Allen's got, I mean, he's got the Dolphins, man. Come on. Give me him.
All right. Okay. Rest of season, you feel like one or the other has a clear-cut lead?
Josh Allen again, just because he runs the ball more. That's the deciding factor for me there.
Okay.
I think that I also like Josh Allen rest of season, and it's mainly because it's such a garbage schedule.
Right.
Okay. Last question in the mixer right now. Wilson 27, do you think I can pull off this trade, would give up Mixon for Singletary? Thoughts? I mean,
that's such a gross sounding trade just based on the names. Yeah, I think I would do it. I like the upside of Singletary, and they've already had their bye and an easy schedule.
How are you selling Mixon though? Like, that's the hardest part for me. There's nothing positive to put in a sales pitch about Mixon except that he's talented.
Well, I mean, he was talented with a crappy O-line, like virtually the exact same O-line they had last year, and say with A.J. Green coming back, maybe it opens things up.
I think you almost have to wait. Like, if A.J. Green comes back this week and has he's not. Maybe next week. But I think you almost got to wait for, like, at least one decent game with A.J. Green and Mixon together and be like, okay, now they're back to normal. Now I can sell Mixon. There's nothing I can sell him on right now. Like, I don't think I'd even get Singletary. Unless Singletary was still hurt. Maybe then. Because I'll be like, well, look, you get 6 points a week instead of zero.
I mean, it's just kind of selling him on name recognition, and Singletary hasn't done anything yet. So if someone – I believe that Mixon is still getting projected pretty high numbers. So if there's somebody that just goes and clicks and sees the projected scores for Mixon, that might do it itself.
Start a rumor that Singletary doesn't care about what's going on in China. And then people will want to trade him off their team very quickly. That's what you need to do, Wilson.
Yeah, say the Singletary backed LeBron.
Yeah, that's the tack there. All right, you guys want to jump into the mail sack? We got a bunch of questions here we can get to. I don't see any other callers, so we can run through these here. Most of them are not too bad. We've got about 20 here. I've been adding to them. So I'll read them, and you guys can chew on them. Romaine Justin, what do I do with Hopkins? Great question.
Collect the points. They're about to start rolling in.
You don't think something's wrong? You don't think there's a health issue that he's hiding?
I don't think so.
It's just a slump?
I think it is. He's still getting the targets. He's still getting targets. Still getting like 8, 12 targets a game. They're actually running the ball fairly effectively and spreading it around. They picked up Kenny Stills and Fuller. I think it's just been a little – Hopkins is still Hopkins. I promise.
Right.
He's going to ball out.
Fair enough. You can get targets. Like, whatever. I can get targets. I can be in a slump of not being able to catch them, or I can have a – I'm talking about him. Is he in a slump?
I don't think so.
You don't think so. Why is he not catching the ball?
I don't know. It's been awkward, but I'm expecting a bounce for Hopkins. I really am. I'm actively going after him in my leagues.
Okay. Mike? You sitting on him too?
You have to, because you're not going to get what you can get out of the guy or what he's worth. And so, I mean, you have to. You have to sit on him and hope that he does what Lucas is saying he's going to do. But, man, I just don't know. There's a lot of weapons on that team, and Hopkins does seem like he's in a slump to me. He doesn't seem like he's just the same old dude that's getting shit done, you know?
Yeah. I'm just worried there's an injury he's hiding or something. Like, I know his ribs were banged up before, and ribs can be – very difficult to do a lot of stuff with. I mean, especially raise your arms, breathe, all kind of stuff. So I don't know. I'm sitting on him too. I think you have to. Maybe 2 more weeks I can put up with this before I have to just sell. Like week 8 at that point, if I don't have a winning record and Hopkins is on my team, I got to sell him for something. I got to get back in the winning score. I got to have somebody that can do it. Black Hole Sun, is Pat Mahomes a top 5 quarterback rest of season?
Yes.
I don't see why not. It's not like he fell off a cliff.
Yes, he for sure is.
Yeah, I mean, it's Pat Mahomes.
Okay. Jolly Cronin 21. I just traded Jones and Boyd for Kamara. How worried should I be with this Zenner news, even though I have Latavius Murray? First of all, traded Jones and Boyd for Kamara. That's a great trade to get rid of Boyd and get Kamara. And I would not be worried about Zenner News. That's a depth. That's just a body thing.
Yeah,
they need a body.
If they brought in, you know, if they signed Jay Ajayi, I would be nervous.
Yeah,
because he's actually someone that would be brought in to do something. Zenner.
The only one excited about that Zenner News is Hoos. Let's be honest, yeah. Right?
Hey, it's Zach Zenner here. Yeah, the only person on the right.
Like
Hoos is excited about Zach Zenner. I forget about that.
He might get a couple of carries this if Kamara doesn't play. Like Zenner might get a couple of carries. So super super deep leagues, 24 teams, maybe something like that. Maybe a point or two you can get from him. Codeine killers. Oh, I wouldn't be worried. Jolly Cronin. Codeine killers. Damian Williams and OBJ for Carson. He has Carson, so he's selling Carson for Williams and OBJ.
I really like Chris Carson.
I feel like I'd rather have Chris Carson here too.
No, senor for that one. Yeah, and keep Carson as well. Black Hole Sun, S-O-N. Would you rather have rest of season Winston or Darnold? This is a great question.
Darnold for me.
Really?
Yep. That schedule, man, it's too juicy.
I kind of want both. I know if I can't pick both, but I kind of want both because I could flip. I could see myself rest of season flipping and flopping between them.
Yeah, I think I'm Jameis.
I think I might be Jameis too. Despite what he did last week, I think I'm still Jameis. It's tough, though. It's tough. If you're putting a gun to my head and chaining the guy to my team for the rest of the season, it's Winston. If I'm able to flip and flop, I might roll Jameis a couple more weeks and then switch to Darnold for a few weeks. It's really schedule dependent on these guys.
Yeah, I don't like Darnold this week at all. Not right. Even a little bit, but
well, I don't like Jameis this week at all, period, because he's not even playing.
Yeah.
So,
if I had to pick one. But yeah, that's a tough. So two Winston, one Darnold, but again, I'm kinda on the fence on that one. Jesus Bass or Jesus Base 1387 trades Jacob for Waller, PPR. He has Cook, KJ, and Carson. Also has Evan Engram, but he can start two tight ends. So he's giving away the running back for the tight end.
I don't think I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get something. I want something else also, where I'm doing a two for two. You can get too much value back for Jacobs.
Yeah, and you can rotate him into the flex too. Like I have a feeling this is a flex position where he could put Waller. I'd rather have a running back in the flex than a second tight end, I think.
Same.
Yeah. I'm rolling. I'm sticking. I'm keeping Jacobs on this one. R Melody 695. I have Kamara and Cooper. I have Murray as a handcuff. Crowder, McCoy, and Kirk on my bench. I don't know what to do. Half point. I don't know what your question is. Are you talking about starting or trading or dropping?
Hit us up in DM with a question on sleeper.
I mean, I like the depth. I have no problem with any of this. If you're looking to like drop somebody, I guess Murray would be the drop. I guess Murray would be the only guy on this team I drop. I'm not getting rid of McCoy or Crowder, and I'm kind of hanging on to Kirk, especially in any kind of PPR. So, I mean, if you're trying to drop somebody or add something, it's Murray would be the drop for me, I think. Guys, any clue on this question? It's a weird question.
No, I think that they just need to direct message us.
Okay. All right. I'm what, Mike?
Yeah, a little clarification. Okay. I'm not too sure.
All right. R Melody 695, I'm going to tag you in the recording, and you can send us a question in the thread when I post the recorded version and we'll answer you.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
It's been a while since I've heard from The Rock. I don't know, man. He's been out there making movies or something, I guess, making that Jumanji 2. And isn't he got a new movie where he plays like two or three versions of himself? I thought I saw.
That was Gemini Man, right? With
Will Smith. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, with Will Smith.
I get the two confused. Kirk Cousins or Goff this week? Cousins or Goff this week? The Rock wants to know.
Goff should light it up. He does really well against bad defenses, and he does really poorly against good defenses.
Yeah, I'm rolling Goff out this week, too. I got him higher ranked.
All right. Okay, I agree with that. Wilson27 checked in, just traded Mixon for Devonta Freeman. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm fine with that. I'm looking getting rid of Mixon. Mike?
Good deal.
Good deal. All right. Oh, shoot. You know, I should read these ahead of time. RMelody695, I need two for flex. So the previous question, I would hope Cooper and Kamara are going to be healthy. So the previous question is a pick'em question. We got Cooper, Kamara, Latavius Murray, Crowder, McCoy, and Kirk on the bench. Half point, I need two for flex. So, yeah, if Cooper, let's assume Cooper and Kamara are both out. So we're picking two for flex from Latavius Murray, Crowder, McCoy, and Kirk.
Okay.
I hope Kirk is healthy because I'd love to say Christian Kirk right here.
Me too.
First.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm with you guys.
We didn't say anything. We only said Kirk. Who would be the second one be? McCoy?
I think Crowder.
Yeah, I think it's Crowder for me, too.
All right, so Crowder and a healthy Kirk. If Kirk is not healthy, who's our third choice to go with Crowder in the flex?
Well, if...
it'd be McCoy or Murray.
I'm assuming it's Latavius, and so I'm going to go McCoy unless Kamara sits. If Kamara sits and Murray's going to get 20 touches, then I'll take that.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
no.
I'll take. We don't have the choice, do we?
No. Well, I'm assuming Kamara and Cooper are both out. I'm forcing that because if either one of them plays, obviously they're going in the spot.
Well, the issue is that McCoy plays tomorrow night.
Right.
Right.
So you're not going to know.
Okay. So then it's default Murray.
Well, it's.
So it's Crowder and a healthy Kirk. If Kirk's not healthy, it's Crowder and Murray.
I think I'm going McCoy.
Ooh.
Nope, I'm audibling. I'm going McCoy and Crowder.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got to play McCoy because I don't like to gamble on all the other guys' health, so I'm going to play McCoy tomorrow night.
All right, lock
McCoy's
in McCoy.
McCoy's averaging over 5 yards of rush, so.
Yeah, he's doing real good.
All right, so you lock in McCoy. Now it's either a healthy Kirk or Crowder.
A healthy Kirk over Crowder, but if.
No, I'm going Crowder. Okay. I'm going Crowder.
All right. McCoy and Crowder. Or a healthy Kirk. Mike says a healthy Kirk. I would put in a healthy Kirk over Crowder, but we don't know. So we got to wait on Kirk. All right. Back to the codeine killers. Damian Williams. We did that already. Slow gun. I have to drop one. Who should it be? Chase Edmonds or Wayne Gallman? For me, Wayne Gallman's.
Wayne Gallman.
Yep. You're gone.
Wayne Gallman.
Bye. Bye, Felicia. Black Widow 17. Drop Dak for Darnold. Other quarterback is Josh Allen. So you're looking at running Josh Allen and Darnold now.
I love it.
I'm running Dak and Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think I'd stick with that. But that's like the only 1-2 punch that I would consider is Allen and Darnold. It's just going to be hard to pick every week, but I kind of like that. I'd be all right with that. I would try to trade Dak for something first. Dio, flex, half point. Mixon, Jacoby Myers, Edmonds, Marquise Brown. I think let's assume DJ doesn't play. Let's assume DJ does play. Let's assume he does play.
If we're assuming all of these guys are healthy.
Yeah.
It's going to be Marquise Brown and I mean it's still Mixon for me.
If DJ's not healthy, then it's Edmonds automatically?
Yes.
Okay.
Edmonds, and then, yeah.
Edmonds.
I like Myers a lot, but I just don't know. N'Keal Harry's back. We don't really know what the status is of Josh Gordon yet. Philip Dorsett's supposed to be back. Rex Burkhead's supposed to be back. I just don't know how many targets Myers will see.
Okay. All right. Richard T., he's got a lineup question. What do I need to do with this team? 14 team league, 5-1. I need to upgrade my running backs, or does it even matter? It's half point. So his running backs are Aaron Jones, let's see, Damian Williams, And that's all that I can see. There's got to be more to this. Let me go back to the original question here.
We can't see the rest of his bench.
Yeah, I can't see the rest of the bench, so it's hard to say. But if those are your only two running backs, and I hope they aren't, yeah, then there's got to be some work to be done. Let me skip back to the original question.
We don't know what's on his bench, so we don't know what he has to trade away.
Hang on one second. Let me jump back to the thread. Yeah,
I'll
start
reading the next one.
That's all I got. Yeah, so that's all it says. I'm 5-1. So this is a weird. So it's a running. It's a single running back, and then the second position is a flex running back, wide receiver, and then two more wide receivers, and then a traditional
flex, which I assume is regular.
Yeah, traditional
running back,
flex.
Wide receiver, tight end.
So you're kind of like. With Keenan Allen, Julio Jones, DJ Chark, Waller, and a half point, I mean, this is like you're on the right track, I think, in terms of having a lot of wide receiver power because there's not a lot of value in running back here. I mean, you only need to start one officially. So, oh, man, I don't know. I think you're okay here, to be honest. I need to see the rest of your bench. I'll leave you a note. We'll talk to this guy later. Fuchs 2609, need a wide receiver 2, PPR. Wide receiver 1 is Lockett. We're going Allen Robinson, Tyreek Hill, or Brandon Cooks.
I mean, Tyreek Hill is your 1. And then, so it would be Tyreek Hill and either Lockett or A-Rob.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, yeah, of course, Hill. Like, that's obvious. But then I think for me, it's A-Rob.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with Hill. Who do you like?
It's Hill and I think it's Hill and Lockett for me, but A-Rob's a really close second.
Okay. Let's see. Big Blue 212 PPR flex. Josh Jacobs, Sutton, or Jordan Howard? I like Sutton this week.
I gotta go Josh Jacobs. He's been looking good.
Yeah, I can't sit Sutton either, but man, I do. I think I actually have to go to Josh Jacobs here too. Guaranteed volume.
Okay. All right. Coco Packs. I need 3 wide receiver. My options are Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, Christian Kirk, Dede McLaurin, and Robbie Anderson. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're sitting 3. It's PPR. So are we sitting Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks? Let's assume Christian Kirk's full health. Dede McLaurin and Robbie Anderson.
I'm going to roll with both Woods and Cooks and then McLaurin.
I think I am too this week.
Goff's going to throw 60 times again.
Mm-hmm. If Kirk is healthy, I'd start Kirk over McLaurin, I think, this week.
Ooh, okay, I guess he is against San Francisco.
But I like your first two. I like your first two. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay, so Rams and Kirk or Rams and McLaurin, I think we're on board with that. Mike, good?
Good.
All right, JVB, half point, need to flex one. Choose more than one option. Oh, this is a poll. Okay, so flex one and half point. Sony, Larry Fitz, Josh Gordon, Shady, or Golden Tate?
I think Golden Tate.
Yeah, I like Golden Tate there.
I do too.
It'd be between Golden Tate and Fitz for me, but
yep.
I don't think Sterling Shepard's back, and I'm pretty sure Evan Ingram's coming back, so I think Golden Tate will be a good one there. 12th, the guy's name is 12th, need to flex 2, Anderson against the Patriots, Everett against Atlanta, or Mike Williams at Tennessee. Ooh. Everett's a tough one because he stunk last week, but he had been pretty good.
It's probably
Rams last week.
It's probably Everett and Anderson.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm leaning to. I think Everett has a decent week this week. Although, man, I got my eyes out for Taylor Higbee. Man, he's.
Everett's more explosive tight end to me. He looks like a wide receiver.
All right, Everett and Anderson. Oh, this is Jumanju. Why did I start the music? What am I doing? I wanted this one. All right, we're going to play a little tune here. We're going to jump back to the mixer real quick. had a question for Minimal Impact. How much fab would you drop on Darnold? Let's say $100 budget. How much fab percentage would you drop on Darnold?
I mean, if you're desperate, is he desperate for a quarterback?
Let's say he is.
If he isn't. If you're just looking to pick him up, $7. If you're desperate for a quarterback, 23.
I don't think you really need to. I mean,
if you're just throwing him on your team, like $7 or $8 max.
Yeah.
Just if you're just trying to put him on the bench.
But yeah, I mean, the core position of your team. So for me, yeah, 20% max is okay. The highest I'd go.
I'm going to disagree with Lucas. I'm going to say petition your commissioner to allow you to do fractions of a dollar. Go 23.75. That's my highest without going over. All right, there you go. Let's see, Jew Manchu. We talked about trade or not to trade. That is the question. Here is one side: Russell Wilson, Cortland Sutton, Austin Eckler. The other side: Dak Prescott, Marquise Brown, and Leonard Fournette. Which side do you want?
I think we had this call in. I think.
Did we? Oh, I think, yeah, he did call, didn't he?
He did call, and we told him if he could get Josh Jacobs instead of Eckler, we would do it. Otherwise, no.
Okay. All right. Too nice. Tyrell Williams has plantar fasciitis. Who will be the top wide receiver for the Raiders?
Darren Waller.
I was going to say Jacobs, but...
I would like to say it's going to be Hunter Renfrow, but...
I want to see Zay Jones drop there. I'd like to see him do something up there.
It's really tough to say. You know, it's Hunter Renfrow, Doss, or Zay Jones. You assume that they're bringing in Zay Jones to be that guy. That's what we assume is happening. So I'm going to say Zay Jones because follow the money.
Follow the money.
They went out and picked him up. You know, they're trading draft picks.
Have you changed your motto from show me the money to follow the money? What are you, the wire? Went from Jerry Maguire to just the wire?
You know, just it's about the money, right? So either show it to me or follow it, one or the other.
All right. Oh, man. Would you start? Is anybody starting Zay Jones this week, though?
No.
Okay.
I am in daily.
That's a show me the money.
So that's a stash, though. Like, so you're stashing Zay Jones over all the other wide receivers they have?
I'm not starting any wide receiver for the Raiders this week, but Zay Jones is where my money would be on who will be, from this point forward, their guy, assuming that Tyrell Williams doesn't come back anytime soon.
Okay. All right. Mike.
No, I agree. I think Zay Jones, I mean, that's why they picked him up. I think he's going to be the guy. I really want him to be, too. I really can't wait for him to get there and get it done.
Ugh. All right, whatever. Simmons 22, Waller, Mike Williams, Royce Freeman for the flex PPR.
Waller.
Yep. Me, too.
Same. Servant. Yeah, Servant wants to know, Damian Williams or Frank Gore? So let's stick with this one first. Damian Williams or Frank Gore?
Damian Williams.
Frank Gore.
Why? Defend that answer.
Because they're going to be up on Miami, and they're just going to run the ball out. And if they're up ahead, Frank Gore is the expendable one. They don't want to get Devin Singletary hurt, so they're just going to plug. He'll probably get 72 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
And all Damian right. Williams is in a three-headed monster where Darrell Williams was getting more looks than he was last week, and LeSean McCoy was the guy on the ground.
All right. I think people are going to think you're crazy, Servant. They're going to look at your lineup. But Lucas says Frank Gore.
Just for this week, not for season long.
Frank Gore for the floor, that's for sure. Okay.
That's right.
Same guy, same different question. Pick three, Golden Tate, Boyd, Diggs, or Terry McLaurin?
Tate, Diggs, scary.
Same. Yep.
Yep. Same with me. Gascony 6. Should I trade Henry and Sanders for Coleman? So this is a running back question. It's Miles Sanders and Hunter Henry. He already has Zeke Chubb. Evan Ingram is tight end. His bench is filled with Josh Allen, Miles Sanders, Madison, Chase Edmonds, Adrian Peterson, Hunter Henry, and Snell. So he's getting rid of a tight end and a running. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Mike, you good with that?
That's not a bad deal. I like Tevin Coleman the rest of the season.
Yeah. He'll play Coleman. He needs to do this because Chubb's on bye, so he'll actually use Coleman. This is RB2 this week, assuming that DJ plays and he can't use Chase Edmonds.
Yeah. I like Coleman over all the other running backs he's got to plug in there as well. Definitely.
I feel like he could probably get this done just for Hunter Henry straight up for Coleman if the guy's tight end needy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Hunter Henry just put up 30 points in a PPR last week, and Coleman's been sitting on whoever this is. Coleman's just been sitting there injured all year, so it's not like this guy's going to feel like he's losing a key piece from his team. And if he needs a tight end, he's getting a top six option thrown to him.
Well, and nobody else did anything on the Chargers last week, so you can't you're getting rid of a guy at the height right now who just came back and went wild. And hopefully things balance out a little bit more there, Keenan Allen owners. I'm sorry for the last 3 weeks. But, yeah, hopefully things shake out a little bit. Big Boss Angel, who would you rather have, David Montgomery or Miles Sanders, rest of season PPR?
David Montgomery.
Yeah. I think I'd actually rather have Miles Sanders.
I'll do a bet with you. You want to bet that one?
Cookies or what? What are you talking here?
Sure, you can bake me some cookies. I like snickerdoodles.
No, sleeper cookies.
I don't have any. I spent them all on the little emoji people.
You bought the Pokemon?
I just do the random packs.
Nice. So that's split. I mean, I think I like Montgomery just a slight bit more. Just less competition and... The way it looks like they're using Miles Sanders right now, they're using him more, but they're using him as a receiver more of like a Darren Sproles kind of thing. And you want to see him doing both running back and wide receiver roles. I think David Montgomery is more of that kind of guy right now for rest of season. I kind of like that offensive line a little bit better too in Chicago. So I don't know. Slight edge to David Montgomery. Sorry, Mike.
David Montgomery's getting 20 touches a game, and Sanders is getting, like, 7.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike. But are you guys going to bet?
There's more with him. Yeah, I'm betting some. Oh, he doesn't have any cookies.
I'm fresh out of cookies. We'll figure out what the bet's going to be.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get the sleeperware bets.
All right, Natty Time wants to know, with the trade deadline looming, do we hold on to the painful O.J. Howard, or are we just dreaming? Full point PPR dynasty. Interesting. Do you keep OJ Howard in a dynasty league, or are you trading
100%.
Him away?
Yeah. He
might not stay in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, for sure. If he goes somewhere else, because they may just keep Brate and then send OJ elsewhere.
Interesting. Okay. R Melody 695, Jay Ajayi worth picking up. I mean, this has been like 2-3 weeks running.
Not really.
He's working out and stuff for people, but nobody seems interested yet. Deep league, sure, maybe, but I don't think so. Mike, you picked up Jay Ajayi?
No, and I'd imagine in deep leagues he's out. You know, he's not there anymore anyway. So yeah.
I would much rather have just that bench spot for something else. I mean, there's a million people that you could be over the last couple of weeks, players that you could have just had on that. Players that were over the last 2 weeks that were floating widely available were Hunter Henry. I mean, there's been a lot of guys that have just been sitting there. But guys, Chase Edmonds, some of these other running backs that you could have been snagging, or backup quarterbacks that you were going to need for your buys coming up real soon. There's a ton of guys that have been available. So I would still be using that rotating bench spot for a player that's going to play this week that you can take a shot on. And if he doesn't pan out, drop him.
Wow, breaking news. Darren Waller just got signed to a contract extension through 2023. So instead of being a free agent in March, he gets his payday now. So that's
right.
Nice. Very
atta
nice.
Boy.
Todd Gurley Limited on Wednesday just came out. And, yeah, there you go. So congratulations, Darren Waller. You deserve it, as they say. Back to the mixer questions real quick. We got one more. Ghoulzy. Let me try this. G-O-O-L. Ghoulzy by Jag. Who are some targets for the playoffs? Ooh, okay. That's a big, broad question. We talked about the Jets having a pretty nice playoff schedule. So Jets players are nice in there. Cleveland's schedule gets a little bit easier towards the end of the season as well. Anybody else, any other teams-wise that you guys are buying in for end of season if you've got a pretty good record here and you're kind of like looking to stash away somebody for weeks 12 through 15, 16?
I like the Bills. Rest of season. I mean, I know it's just probably my Josh Allen love shining through, but the Bills actually have a decent schedule rest of season as well.
Yeah. Seattle gets Arizona in the fantasy championship. I'm just flipping through some of these teams real quick because I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it. I will soon, but we're only halfway through, so I've peeked at it. Dallas don't really love that. Let's see who Arizona has. So Arizona has Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Seattle. Patriots have KC, Cincinnati, and then Buffalo for the championship, so I don't really love that. The Eagles get the Giants, then the Redskins, then Dallas for their final for 14, 15, 16, so Carson Wentz looking pretty juicy there, and the rest of the Eagles. Maybe check and see if DeSean Jackson's hanging out somewhere.
I have seen him on a lot of waivers.
Yeah, I think DeSean Jackson would probably be – it's a good time to go snag him. But that's about what I have here. The Bills played the Patriots during the fantasy championship. So that's not great.
Yeah, let's see here. I'm looking for guys who are kind of outliers that you might be able to snag besides the main guys. Le'Veon Bell's looked pretty good, like 13 and 14. He's got Cincinnati, Miami. He's got Washington, Oakland before that. We talked about that. Derrick Henry is not too bad. He's got Oakland, Indy, Houston, New Orleans at the end there. Aaron Jones, who's kind of been up and down and a lot of people are panicking about right now, has a decent little run in 13 and 14. He's got the Giants in Washington before he goes to Chicago and Minnesota for the end. Let's see who else. Carry on. We talk a lot about Carry on. His schedule is actually kind of tough at the end of the year. You might want to get away from the Lions. Freeman's not that great. Let's see. Denver's not too bad, but not too great. Nobody's really popping out at me here. Carlos Hyde. New England, Denver, Tennessee, Tampa Bay. Not super. Singletary's not too bad. Singletary actually looks really good. Like, okay, so if Singletary's healthy, he, from week 7 on, has a real sexy schedule. Miami, Philly, Washington, Cleveland, Miami. So we're talking about Buffalo there again. You know what? James White, if you can sneak James White or even Sony Michel, like if you're willing to sit on Sony Michel and hope that he comes on at the end of the year, they get KC and Cincinnati and Houston in week 13, 14, and 15 there, kind of mixed up. If you play all the way to week 17, they got Miami there as well. So that's possible. This is a tough one. We got to do some research. We should do this question on the Thursday show or the Tuesday show where we talk about waiver targets and pickups and stuff. So I'll make sure this is a segment for the Tuesday show, Ghouls Be Gag, and we'll talk about this in depth. So that's a very good question, though. Just a few more here. Let's see. Mill 902, sit one running back, standard. Le'Veon Bell, Phillip Lindsay, Tevin Coleman, or Derrick Henry this week? Who are you sitting out of those three?
Wow. Probably Lindsay.
Yeah, I think I'm fortunately sitting Lindsay out of that group.
It's either Lindsay or Henry. I hate Henry, but...
I do hate Derrick Henry. Actually, I'm sitting Derrick Henry. I'm playing Phillip Lindsay against the Chiefs.
Really? You're just sitting Derrick Henry with the new quarterback coming in? You don't think they're going to run the ball like crazy to kind of get Tanny back into football?
Yeah, but if they can't, if the other team figures that out as well, given that they're, you know, paid millions of dollars to do such things, that maybe they just stop the run and try to make Tannehill beat them with his arm.
All right. Standard, right? Too. I mean, like, this is standard, too. So who's not scoring the touchdown this week? Bell, Lindsey, Coleman, or Henry? I think out of all those, I think they might keep Bell out of the end zone, I'm afraid. That team is not giving up points.
No, they're not. But, I mean, can the Titans move the ball? They didn't do anything against the Broncos last week.
No. Well, the Broncos are playing really good defense, though, all of a sudden, too.
Yeah.
And the Chargers haven't been.
Chubb.
I'm being such a pest. I'm just putting all kind of stuff in these guys' ears. Like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?
No, I think I'm still going to.
Still Henry?
Yeah, I'm sitting Henry.
I'm good with that. I agreed with that. I just wanted to play devil's advocate. Mike, you still sitting Henry?
Yeah, he's a bum.
Okay. And Parator, take this trade. Trading Hooper. He still has Kittle. So he's trading trading Hooper for Chubb and A.J. Brown or Connor, late 2020 first round, and Hooper. I don't understand this. Trading Hooper. I still have Kittle. God, I hate these poll questions. They never copy and paste very well. Let me double check this. But if you have Kittle, you can trade away Hooper. Do you guys agree with that?
I'm trading Hooper away and getting Chubb back. Whatever that trade was,
for
give
sure.
me Chubb
for
immediately.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep, same here.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's two sides of the trade here, so this makes more sense. So he is getting Chubb and A.J. Brown. He's trading Connor, Hooper, and a first-rounder in 2020.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're keeping Connor and Hooper?
I'm keeping my damn first-rounder, I'll tell you that. I'm turning that into a future running back star.
Okay. All right. Who should I target if I package Miles Sanders and Robert Woods? This is Vlad 44. I have David Montgomery, Singletary, Connor, Carson. Wide receivers are Adams, Woods, Sutton, DJ Moore, Hunter Henry. Who should I target if I package Miles Sanders and Robert Woods? Okay. So
are you trying, what position are you trying to get?
I think you'd have to go for,
do you want a running back or wide receiver?
I think you'd have to go running back here.
Well, if he's wanting a running back, then let's just see. What can you get? You, sir, can get a Marlon Mack, maybe.
Maybe a Leonard Fournette.
Nope. I would, if I was the owner of either of those guys, I wouldn't buy that. I wouldn't trade that.
I mean, I'm just trying to see. I don't know what you can really.
I would trade, if I was the owner of Mixon, I might trade Mixon for that. If I was the owner of Devonta,
maybe you can get Carlos Hyde.
I would, I'd trade Carlos Hyde away for that. If I needed wide receiver help, if I had,
I think you can get a Carlos Hyde, maybe a Breida.
Yeah, if I had Breida and I didn't have Coleman, I might trade Breida away for that.
Yeah, maybe if the Gurley owner is really pissed off right now.
I wouldn't trade Gurley. No.
People are freaking.
Yeah.
People are scared about Gurley right now. You can actually get
Look,
him.
It's not your fault if you're able to capitalize on someone else's emotions.
That's true. So there's some choices there. Let's see. We're almost finished here, guys. We're almost done in 2 hours. This is beautiful. Let me make sure we've got all the questions here real quick. Let me make sure the Mixler is cleared out. It looks like it is. We're going to do the target questions for the playoffs next week on the show on Tuesday. There are no further calls as far as I can tell. Yep, phones are finished. Boy, this internet is slow here. Guys, any other questions that you have, by the way, if we didn't get to your stuff on the show this week, we'd love to talk to you on the Facebook group. If you are on Facebook, Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. If you want to join us on Twitter, it's @SleeperWireShow. Those are probably the easiest ways to reach us. Also on the Sleeper app, just join the Sleeper Wire channel. I'm still waiting for this thing to reload here. Here we go. Forks for Days, just a couple more. Forks for Days, Michael Thomas or Davante Adams? If you had to trade, what side are you on? I'm on the Michael Thomas side.
I want Michael Thomas.
I do too.
All right. Mill 902 in standard. Who should I start at wide receiver two? Robert Woods, this for this week. Robert Woods, Tyler Lockett, or Tyler Boyd?
Lockett.
This one's Lockett for me too.
Okay. Woods is in the lead 9-1 in this poll.
Yeah, I mean the issue is you got a carousel there. Brandon Cooks. I mean Cooper Kupp is for sure the guy. Baltimore is not Baltimore of old. Russell Wilson is amazing as always, and Lockett's his guy. So no, got to be Lockett.
Okay. All right. Flex for Kells 2020. Flex this week. Eckler, Emmanuel Sanders, or John Brown? This is another poll question. Sanders in the lead with 2 right now.
Yeah, it's Sanders for me.
I guess Sanders for me too, but it's close.
Do you like John Brown there? Is that what you're deciding between?
I really like John Brown against Miami. I feel like he's not going to do anything spectacular, but, you know, 70 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. Any feeling about Eckler here? Any feeling like he could be used this game?
I mean, not much, I don't think.
I don't like how the Chargers look on offense. They don't look good.
They looked so much better without Melvin Gordon, without
yes,
Hunter Henry.
They did.
Like,
it was just Eckler getting all the work. They looked good.
Yeah.
Now Melvin Gordon's back and they look like garb.
I don't know. All right. So we're going Sanders, but John Brown's close there. Lord Douche deleted his question. I just wanted to say Lord Douche. Mr. Skisto 617, PPR, Q-back stream. Our quarterback stream, Danny Dimes or Mustache Man? This week, Jones for me.
Give me Danny Jones.
Yep.
Okay. Green Arrow with the bye week. Is Devin Singletary a safe play this week? If he's healthy, I think he's a pretty good play.
Yeah, I'm rolling him out.
Mike, we didn't hear you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, against Miami? Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then other people are talking about Gore. We think they're both going to get some good work. Straight cash, homie, one, start AP versus San Francisco or give Madison a run this week. Christian McCaffrey on bye, already starting Lindsay, need running back two. So, okay, Adrian Peterson as running back two or Madison, hoping that he gets some work at the end of the game.
I don't want to start either of these guys.
I don't either.
Probably Madison.
Oh, really?
I'm starting AP because he'll at least be the running back on the team. He won't just get scraps.
Yeah, Chris Thompson battling some turf toe too, so this might be an all Adrian Peterson day, even though he might not get a lot. Would you expect like? I would expect 40, a little.
I think that Adrian Peterson's going to get like 14 rushes for 28 yards.
I mean, that's kind of what you got from Malcolm Brown almost.
I mean, it's the 49ers defense they're just too good. They're good. They're too good.
So we're split AP and Madison. I think I'd go AP just like Mike said, at least like he's going to play a whole game. It's hard for me to count on Madison who's getting, you know, spell duty and end of game when they're blowout duty. I don't think it's a guaranteed blowout this week. I really don't. Yeah. I think the Lions are pissed off royally about last week, and I think they are going to come out very aggressive. I think you're going to see Kirk Cousins on his butt a lot this week, unfortunately. So I'd go AP just a slight edge. Da Bear Phi, full PPR, Jamal Williams or Damian Williams?
Damian.
I'm with Mike.
You didn't sound like you liked it, but okay. Dwayne Gretzky won, trade Ingram for, this is Mark Ingram for Galladay, Chark, or don't trade.
This is Mark Ingram. And I mean, if you're really deep at running back,
I would go for Chark, but I would have to be really deep at running back. I do not like trading running backs for receivers.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing this, but it would be Galladay for me if I did.
Yeah, same. It'd be Galladay for me if I had to. If he was like a running back 4 or 5 for me and I needed a wide receiver, I'd go Galladay for sure. Okay, that is it for that thread. Let's make sure we're cleared up. OBJ15, here we go. Which wide receiver in a PPR should I pick up? I currently have Michael Thomas and Tyrell Williams, but Tyrell is battling injury. Choose one to drop: Madison, Cousins, Malcolm Brown, or Fairbairn. So he's got who's available? Jerron Brown, Lazard, Crowder. Let's see. Tavon Austin, Erickson from Cincinnati, Parker from Miami, Adam Humphries in Tennessee, and Jacoby Myers. So out of all those, I like Crowder the most.
Yep.
Who are you dropping for Crowder? Are you dropping straight up Tyrell Williams, or are you dropping Malcolm Brown or Fairbairn? Yeah, drop the kicker.
Yeah, drop the kicker. You don't need a kicker on your bench. Stream that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Even if he's a starter, drop the kicker, grab the player, try to make a trade. If you need to start a kicker, try to make a trade. Like, you could probably trade Tyrell Williams in something because somebody would, you know, believe he'd come back. And he was scoring a touchdown a game.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Time, buddy.
All right. And also, let's see, OBJ, would you trade, excuse me, who should I trade for Kamara? This is the last question as far as I can tell. Who should I trade for Kamara / Fournette? The owner needs a running back plus a tight end and a wide receiver back. So his team is below. So, wow, this, okay. So he's trying to buy Fournette or Kamara. His running backs right now are Chris Carson, Sony Michel. And it looks like he's going to have to pay running back plus tight end wide receiver / wide receiver. So here's what's available: Sony Michel, Chris Carson, Michael Thomas, Jarvis, Tyrell Williams, Malcolm Brown, Curtis Samuel, Nick Chubb, Alexander Mattison. So are you selling Nick Chubb or Chris Carson as part of a package to get Kamara or Fournette?
No, I don't know.
So then the only running back you can throw in
with the clout of Michael Thomas. What kind of tight ends does he have?
He has Hockenson right now, and that is it.
Well, so he's not going to be able to help him at the tight end
no.
position.
No, he can't sell a tight end.
Without favors.
Yeah, he can't sell a tight end. Yeah, I mean, in terms of running back that you can sell, Sony Michel is the only guy you probably want to sell, and I don't think that's going to be enough for Kamara Fournette. You're going to have to, if you really want one of those guys, you're going to have to sell Carson or Chubb.
And I don't want to sell either of those.
Yeah,
guys,
and you don't want to sell either one.
You're going to be giving up another piece of value, and I don't know if it's significant of an upgrade because Chubb and Carson have been really good.
I mean, the fairest trade, if I was like a fair guy and I wouldn't want to offer a fair trade and I had to sell Sony Michel, I'd add Jarvis to the mix, I guess, or Curtis Samuel, who just had a big week. And shoot,
I would try Sony Michel, Michael Thomas for Kamara, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I would.
I mean, Michael Thomas is too fluky for me.
But he's not.
He's the number 2 wide receiver.
And then he's left with Jarvis and Samuel and Tyrell Williams.
I'm staying put. Yeah. Don't get antsy and feel like you got to make moves. If it's not a good deal for you, then you don't need to do it.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's fair.
I still would offer Michelle. I would offer Michelle and Landry, I think. Like, to me, that feels like a fair offer, and he might not take it for Fournette. I don't think you're getting Kamara like that, but maybe Fournette. Would you sell Hockenson and just pick up a tight end off the waiver wire if this guy who has Fournette is crazy about Hockenson? Would you do like Sony, Landry, and Hockenson for Fournette?
Oh, sure.
And then just grab a tight end and stream? Okay, so there's your package. Do a 3-for-1. He's typing right now. The suspense is killing me. While OBJ15 types out whatever he's typing out, let's check the mixer one more time, make sure. Two more questions here. Black Widow 17, not really sure to do with Juju. Nobody wants him. I think you got to stick with Juju. I don't know what you can do with him. What do you think? Juju still rosterable?
God, yeah, for another week or two. I mean, Mason Rudolph's supposed to be coming back. So.
I mean, he only had one game with Mason, and so it's really hard to say how that's going to work out. Like, we need that to kind of – we need to see that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't drop him and you can't trade him, so you're forced to hold him.
Yep, you got to treat him like a little Tamagotchi. Keep him fed, play with him a little bit, give him rest, and hope that he does something. All right, OBJ15, you better type fast because I want to wrap up the show here. I'm trying to get out of here, man. Let's go.
You got to put him in your lineup during the week so he thinks he's going to get a play, and then you just take him out.
Do you really do that? Do you ever put players in your lineup that you know you're not going to play just to try to psych out your opponent?
Yeah, you can also do it for trades, just to be like, oh, this is one of his starters.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Sometimes I'll just completely empty my whole starter and just put everyone on my bench. And just
I'll change players around all week long so my opponent has just to make him like, oh, he's playing that guy great, and then lineups hit. Like, oh.
Right. OBJ15, he says, okay, thanks for the info. Any buy low targets for wide receiver? Try to get Hopkins, but the owner's staying put. Hopkins is pretty much everyone's buy low for wide receiver. I still like Davante Adams and Keenan Allen for me as a buy low wide receiver. Look at his last 3 weeks. He hasn't been good, especially in standard. You might be able to get him. Anybody else wide receiver buy lows that you guys can think of that have been crap for a while?
Hopkins. That's my guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's the big one.
Yeah, same here. I mean, that's it. He's really about it, too. I mean, Davante Adams is another guy that people are probably down on right now with the injury and whatnot. So he's another guy I've been trying to grab in a few.
Maybe T.Y.
Yeah, T.Y. for sure. You might be able to convince the Thielen owner that it's Diggs, you know, with Diggs' huge breakout game, that maybe Thielen's going to fall off a little bit. I don't think it's true. Thielen's a more consistent guy, so maybe. I'm trying to think of anybody else. Nobody that I want to buy low that I want to keep. No. We'll talk about it more in another show. It's been 2 hours. The mail sack has to end now, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everybody that called in. Thank you for Dirty Jobs and what's your name? Lucas, being on the show. I'm producer Steve. If you want to reach us with more questions, get us on the Sleeper app on the Sleeper Wire channel. Find us on Facebook groups at Facebook groups. Go to Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club and on Twitter at the Sleeper Wire Show. You can reach us all there. We'll answer your questions all week. All right. The weekend preview show comes out Friday, so tune in for that. Sony and Jarvis for Keenan Allen. PPR. I love that. Do it. If you can make that happen, do it right now. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great week.
What's your name out?